We are Quixie 98.3. Happy New Year to you. Yesterday's burning question talking about your goals for 2021 and your New Year's resolutions. And one thing that many people like to do on the first of the year is set up a weight loss goal. Well, happy National Keto Day. Today is Keto Day. A new year is here and people are motivated to get healthier. The keto diet is super popular. And I've actually been on keto for probably 2 years, believe it or not. I do talk about it a lot on air, but it's been successful for me until 2020, that is. Do you follow the keto diet? Have you tried a keto diet, and did it work for you? It did work for me. I lost 40 pounds on the keto diet and maintained a very healthy weight and a healthy lifestyle up until March 2020. I can't imagine what happened then, but unfortunately, since then, I've put 20 pounds on. And as a matter of fact, I did check my ketone levels yesterday, and I was very disappointed when I saw that my levels are zero. So when you're eating a keto diet, you're eating a lot of fat content for energy, and your body uses that in place of carbohydrates and sugars. Well, if you're eating a keto diet and you're not in ketosis, then that fat builds up in your body and you put on 30 pounds in 2020. Well, anyway, that's enough about me and my failures on the keto diet. Do you like the keto diet? My wife tried it. It didn't work for her. Mike McNutt tried it. He is doing very successful. Lost, I don't even remember how much weight he said, but it has been fantastic. If you do like the keto diet, what's your favorite thing about it? Have you tried many different recipes? What influences do you follow with the keto recipes? For me, I chose the keto diet because diabetes runs in my family, and a diet that is low in carbohydrates and sugars will help maybe reduce the chances of getting diabetes for me. Well, anyway, let me know. That is kind of today's burning question. Do you keto? You can let me know over on our Facebook page, Quixie 98.3.